He's given me life, a chance to live again. He's given me life, and now I'll shout and sing. He's given me life, and now I'll prove to him that I will work, labor faithful to the end. He's given me life, a chance to live again. He's given me life,
and now I'll shout and sing.
He's given me life, and now I'll prove to him that I will work and labor faithful to the end.
Yeah. Yeah. Sister Elsie would sing her song for us, Lost in the Holy Ghost. Where's she at? Is she in here? Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank God for His goodness. Sweet Holy Ghost.
Something that nobody else could see. And if I told you that the angels, they've been talking to me, would you merely think me foolish or my senses I had lost? Well, I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. Well, I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost, and it's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. Well, I've been keeping company with that heavenly host, and I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. If you tried to tell me something and I just misunderstood, I'm too heavenly minded to do any earthly good. If you're scared of my religion, then you better not get close, 'cause I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. Well, I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost, and it's growing me closer to the one I love the most. Well, I've been to something with that head. Would you merely think me foolish for my senses I had lost? Well, I'm just lost. If you're scared of my religion, then you better not get close. Cause I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. Well, I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. And it's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. Well, I'm just keeping company with that heavenly host. I'm just lost in the presence of that sweet Holy Ghost. Stay in my seat. If you think it's just my nature, cause there's dancing in my feet. I can hardly hear you talking, I'm not listening very well. Cause I've been plugged into the power and I'm about to have a spell. Well, I'm just lost in the
to be able to feel the Holy Ghost, and just what a privilege it is just to have the Holy Ghost. And I was thinking, you know, when I was baptized Catholic, and, you know, that's what I could be, and that's where I could be, and not be able to feel this tonight. And I'm just thankful that and my grandmother did that with my dad and my mom. She just kept after him and after and after him, you know, come go to church, let's, you know, go over here. And because she had been around the campground and different things, and so my dad went and my mom stayed home. And when he came home, she had all had all his kids in bed and everything, all the lights were out, she was in bed, and she could just feel a difference. That he, you know, just a different presence about him, and he changed. And she wanted to go see what happened. Where did, you know, what did he get? What happened? And she went, and she ended up receiving the Holy Ghost before he did. He had gotten saved, but she ended up receiving the Holy Ghost before he did. And I'm just thankful that God had mercy on us and dealt with their hearts and to come this way. And I just look back over my life and just see how God's had his hand on us. And I'm thankful for that mercy that he's had on us. And I just feel so honored and privileged just to know who my Savior is, and to be here with you people here tonight, and just to see what the Lord's doing in each and every one of our lives. And I'm just so thankful to be a part of this.
I feel like my daughter-in-law, except it just hit me tonight. I was a priest and she was an elder. We both was christened in the Baptist church when we were born, babies. I mean, the Catholic church when we were born. I thought that was quite a coincidence. Andrew's the only one that... I was thinking this morning, I was joking around with Brother Smith, and I didn't want people to really think, you know, I've got a sarcastic sense of humor. You don't have to think it, it's true. But I would like to say... 42 years has not just been an adventure, it's been a pleasure. And when I met him, he was backslid, and there were some things about him. I didn't know he was 17. He's supposed to have been 21, 22. But... I was so excited. He had a nice new car and a wad of money and an older man. And I was older than him. And then he was telling me about how he was raised and, you know, and his mom and church and stuff. But what really impressed me about him, he was nice looking and he was very suave. And I was telling Joelle, I said he would pull me up next to him and would be dancing, and he would sing in my ear. But what really attracted me, and one of the things that really attracted to me, was his strength. And I'm not talking about being able to pick up dumbbells, or whatever you call them. I'm talking about his strength and his leadership. And one time we were dating, everything doesn't go across the internet, does it? Anyway, one time we were dating, and... You gotta realize this is in the 60s, and mini skirts were in. And I was one of those girls that wore those mini skirts, and I was accused of cheating because I always wore shorts underneath mine. But I had this mini skirt on, and he picked me up for our date, and he's sitting in the living room, and I walked out all decked out. I never wore makeup, and I didn't wear really any jewelry or anything, but I had this long blonde hair, and I had this skirt that wasn't even near my knee. I walked down, he goes, "What are you doing?" You know, he's backslid, was going out, you know, and I never was told how to dress. And he said, "If you're going out with me, you're gonna change clothes." I said, "What?" He said, "I don't want everybody looking at you like that. You're for me." And I loved it. It didn't bother me one bit. I thought, ooh, I like this guy. He's strong. I mean, he wasn't mean. He was sweet about it. And then after we got married, I mean, he's always been. I'm trying to make life is short. There's a lot of things that happen in between I can't tell. We weren't saved. Anyway, but it wasn't that bad. But it's trying to be either. I was watching the 1963 Beach Party movie that was supposed to have been completely the worst thing back then you could have ever watched, and I died laughing last night. I thought this was bad back then. It'd be so goofy to the teenager today. It was so innocent, but to today's society. But after we got married, and he held two jobs because he was in the Army, and we were making $98 a month plus $110 for rent. That didn't count groceries or utilities. And I don't know, that's just life. We just went, he went to work, and you know, back then women stayed home and men work. And on weekends he would chop wood at his parents, and we'd sell it to this barbecue place, and I would help him. His mom would take care of Michael, and I'd help him load it up. It was our together time, loading wood and taking it to sell it. But then when everybody knows how we got saved, so I'm going to skip that part. When we got in church, I automatically made him my spiritual leader. It was not something I was taught. It was just that he knew more about God than I did. He had certain things. Now, I questioned him. I didn't agree. I didn't understand it. Like when he wanted me to, he said, "We got to tithe." And I said, "Tithe what?" And he said, "Were we making $300 yet a month then?" And he said, "We have to tithe." And I said, "Why?" And he explained it to me. And I said, "I still don't understand that." I said, "He's driving a brand new Cadillac and she's decked to the hilt and they live in a nice home. And why are we giving them our money?" You know, I didn't understand that. I said, "We can barely afford beans, you know." And so he sat down and explained it to me, and I didn't argue with him. I mean, you know me, I can't argue, but I didn't argue with him about it. I said, "Okay." And I start watching God bless our lives. And then I start watching him. He said, "I really feel like," and he never wanted anybody to know when he was doing something for a minister, or he didn't want the church to know if he bought something for the church, like put new carpet down. If we got extra money, he gave it to the church. If we put a new PAE system, he told the pastor, "Don't tell nobody," you know. Visiting evangelists come by. If we had any extra money, we took them out to eat. I remember we had evangelists that came all the time. We put people, hardly anybody had cruise control back there, and he put a cruise control in his car, you know. And I start watching God bless our lives, because he was never selfish. He's still not selfish today. But then when he started talking to me about fasting and praying, and he's always my spiritual leader. He was never just my husband. This is before he was a minister or answered as God really put him in the ministry or anything. And I'm just telling you some things about my husband I love, instead of joking around like I did today. But he was always strong. And you know, a lot of times, if you're raised in a home where the woman is the strength, and my mother had to be, because my stepdad was a seaman, and he was gone 6 months to a year at a time. So she had to be. She was almost forced in that position. I was wanting somebody to be strong. I know he tells these stories about me being a tiger by the tail and all that, but There was something inside of me that longed to be taken care of spiritually. And still today, I can say, "Honey, I really need to talk to you as my pastor. Because if I'm just going to talk to him," forget it. No, telephone rings, or, you know, and I say, "I really need to talk to you about something that's bothering me, or something spiritual, or something I failed to do in the church, or I really want your opinion. I really need to talk to you about something that's bothering me." And he'll just set that time aside and he'll give me scriptures, and he'll just minister to me. And so many wonderful things about our life. But our life, we've had, I said today, it's been an adventure. It has been an adventure. Serving God is an adventure. And following him has been quite an adventure. And I wouldn't change a thing for the adventure that we have had serving God, the places and the things that we've gone through. He's my rock. And one of the things that I told him, now y'all don't take this wrong. When we dated, I was attracted to him physically. When I first met him, I thought he didn't have no legs. But, so where's the guy's legs?
says he